time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone is doing well. Just coming off a couple of weeks of just fantastic experiences. The first is I just came back from a Warrior's Quest with a client. And these things just... I'm always amazed when I come back. I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm amazed at the transformation that happens and the synchronicity that starts to happen almost immediately once a client leaves the 3 days with me. So again, the Warrior's Quest is a private, one-on-one, 3.5 days intensive of releasing some negative emotions, planning the future, finding out how you're getting yourself stuck, just doing some wonderful things. And then there's a year coaching afterwards. But the synchronicity that happens is just fantastic. So coming off of that, and then when I was there, I also started the CrossFit Open. So there's, if you're not familiar with CrossFit, there's a games that happened in August down in California. And in order to go there, you need to pass some workout tests, if you will. And so it's called the Open, and I'm just participated. There's 5 of them, and I just finished my second one, and just really pushing myself to practice what I preach. And this is kind of why I went out for the Open. I would love to get down to California in the Grand Games. However, what I'm doing is just practicing what I'm preaching. I need to push myself out there, push myself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And it just is feeling so wonderful. Hope you're finding ways to stretch yourself, to get out of your complacent zone, finding out what's getting you stuck, how you can create a more empowered life. Speaking of creating a more empowered life, brings us to the topic of today, and that is the power of words. So I want to start off first by saying something I talk to my clients about, is that words create, they don't describe. And if you go with that premise that words create and don't describe, think of yourself as a magician, right? And your words are magic. There's power in it. So as you are reliving a circumstance in the past, changing the way you describe it will change the way that event feels to you, or even in the present. So if you're something mad, you go, man, I am really furious about this. Well, if you change the words, then, I mean, if you say you're going to be furious, what the thinker thinks, the prover proves. So if you think you're furious or outraged, you're going to have the emotions that go with it. If, however, you lessen those words a little bit and say, you know what, I'm just kind of a little annoyed at this, your energy level will go down and the event will take on less of a charge to it. Because when we look at events, events are actually neutral. It's what we project into those events that create the emotional response to it. So we can choose our words very carefully as to describing, when we describe the event, we're actually recreating it. So the words are creating it. But here's what's more important is when we start to look at wanting to accomplish something, and then we use words that have a finality to it. I am this. This is a bad situation. Well, in our mind, that situation has a never chance to improve because we have made it final. We have made it a permanent. The situation isn't great, and I expect it to get better. leaves it an open-ended internal representation. So when we start looking at how we are talking about the future and how we are talking about ourselves, are we using absolutes? We all know when little kids get upset, they use absolutes. You never do this to me. I always have to do this. And we know that that's not true. However, when we start looking at our language, we do the same thing, but without using the word always or never. The situation is out of control. Well, that means, one, the situation, whatever it is out of control and it can't be controlled, number one. So two, we have to look at what does the situation mean? Does it include your whole life? And then when we can start to drill down on the words, we can find out that no, it's not out of control and the situation isn't. It's just this little aspect of it. So when we start to think about how we want to create the experience we're living or how we want to create the future, we need to start to be mindful of the words we use. And this is just not simply saying affirmations, but this is phrasing it the way we want it. And you know, some people say, well, I had to face reality. Reality is what you make it. Again, if the situations are neutral, how you describe it will actually create that reality of as far as the emotions to it. Sure, there you may have stubbed your toe. That's a fact. Well, then what do you do with it for the rest of the day? Do you get in a bad mood? Do you say, this toe put me in a bad mood? Boom, there you go. Words create. So you're going to be in a bad mood for the rest of the day. Yep, it hurts. I'll put some ice on it, and maybe this will give me a chance to walk barefoot or something, right? We want to look at how we are creating our environment. If you look at advertisers, right, they are, most of them use a lot of pictures these days, right? But we are looking at that, you know, on the radio and other things, but they use their words very specifically. An ad copy can take upwards of 3 to 6 months to create because the words are chosen so carefully that they create a internal representation of the individuals reading them. And we want to be able to not take 3 to 6 months to articulate our thoughts to somebody, but what we want to do is be able to be aware. So start practicing how we are creating our future. Another thing is you look at some of these advertisements and actually leaders, and they have a great command of the vocabulary. Just checking it out, do you use a common phrase over and over again that may be used as a filler that you could use, either eliminate or use something else? But the most important part of this podcast, what I want you to understand, is that regardless of your vocabulary, regardless of that, think about your words and the power of your words, and that your words are creating, they're not describing. And so then when you embrace that, then you think about, what do I want to create? How do I want to create the situation I'm in right now? How do I want to create the situation in the past? And how do I want to create the situation in the future? Yes, the past may have happened, actually, and how you describe it will recreate it in your memory. And I think I mentioned this in one other podcast, that there was a study by neuroscience that when we go back and revisit a memory over and over again, we actually do change it. Some parts we don't remember, so we fill it in. Other parts we intentionally, unconsciously neglect. So as we are recalling the memory, we're actually changing it. Well, why not consciously change it? When you're describing it to somebody this way, then you will actually recreate it in your memory. And then it'll lose the charge about it. It'll lose the intensity, and you won't be holding on to this anchor. And this is more when you're looking at a past event that maybe isn't so empowering. The same can be true for an empowering event in the past. Let's just say that for whatever reason, you weren't in the best of moods and you see a beautiful sunset or a sunrise. And somebody's asked you, did you see the sunrise today? And you go, yeah, it was okay. Well, then it's just going to be okay for you. If you then, on the other hand, go, wow, it was magnificent, and just change your words, because the experience happened. It's a sunrise. How you perceive it is through your filters. And those filters, part of them are your belief and your mood. So if you were in a not so best of mood, you may have only seen a mild sunrise. However, if you want to go back and recreate it and do an empowering one, you can just change the words that you use to describe it. And again, that's not a lie. It's just reframing it because, again, the event is neutral. You are the one that creates the meaning and the experience and the charge behind the event. So taking that forward, when you start looking at what do you want to create and give your reasons or start describing the people that you're going to be interfacing with, are you using absolutes? They are this way. Which is also the same as they never listen to me. They don't listen. It's the same thing because it's a permanent state of conversation. So if you say they don't listen to me, perhaps they haven't listened to me in the past, but I know I'm going to be able to make an effective breakthrough today on that. So just changing it around will help you address how you communicate with others. This is just so this concept of words create, they don't describe. I encourage you to sit with this, to contemplate it, and think about how we casually go about life using words, which actually are creating the emotions within us. And if you want to change your emotions, you can start to change how you describe the events and how you start to describe your life. And you will see wonderful things happening. You'll start to see things differently. You'll start to feel things differently. So my assignment for you this week is to be aware, be mindful of the words that you're using, even internally, right? So the words that you're saying to yourself, otherwise known as self-talk, and also the words that you're using externally, how you're communicating with your significant other, how you're communicating with your children, with your friends, with your boss, with your coworkers. Pay attention to how you are communicating. And if you catch yourself describing a situation in a not so powerful way, think about it. How is this really what you want, the description? And then if it's not, then change it to what you want. This concept of the power of words is described a little bit in my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, amongst other things. So hop over to my blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog. You'll see a banner for that book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. Go ahead and pick it up. And there's some workbook with it too that can help you be more aware of the words you're using. So if you like this podcast, or if you would like to have some more information on future podcasts, that is, give me information on what you'd like me to cover, please provide feedback at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.